This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. 15 medical professionals are heading to Parkview Health System in Pueblo as the ongoing coronavirus pandemic stresses hospital capacity there. The chieftain reports the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services are sending a team of doctors, nurses, and others to help the hospital expand its bed capacity. Data from the Pueblo Health Department show COVID-19 cases in the area are rising. Meanwhile, COVID-19 hospitalizations around the state rose to nearly 1,400 patients on Monday. Another high for the surge. Here's CPR's John Daly.
The latest wave is showing no sign of relenting. In the next week, 38% of hospitals anticipate a staffing shortage and 32% anticipate an ICU bed shortage. Randy Evitz is Pueblo's public health director. He says hospitals are getting stretched thin because not enough people are vaccinated to reach community immunity.
You know, in Pueblo, we're at about 60% fully vaccinated. And we really probably need to be at around 85% fully vaccinated to truly have a chance of not having these waves.
Transmission levels remain high. The state's 7-day positivity rate is now near 10%, well above the desired 5% level. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The real estate group Zillow says it plans to lay off 20 workers from its suburban Denver office beginning in January. The job cuts are part of the company's decision to shutter its online house flipping service called Zillow Offers. The company told the state labor department that the layoffs will wind down over next year. Zillow has more than 150 homes on the market along Colorado's Front Range. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. Colorado Springs is at 44 degrees right now. The high today will be 60 and the low will be 38. Grand Junction is at 45 and clear.